On Wednesday night, we're talking about the idea of belief in the book of John. And this concept in the book of John is very powerful, and we find the idea of belief, trusting, having confidence, credence in, many, many times in different contexts of life. Different contexts of life. And just as we discussed on last week with Brother Leon, John 14:1, believe in God, believe also in me. Though the context there is working with his disciples because they know he is about to leave them. Well, tonight, this is a context that is not, well, it's not one we really like to talk about a lot. Because we understand that in some cases the finality of life and it's death. In John 11, you remember it was Lazarus, and the Bible teaches us that he was sick and had been sick for a few days. And so they sought after Jesus to have him to come and to take care of their brother, if you will. Well, Jesus, if I could say it this way, took his time coming back. And in John chapter 11, in verse number 4, Jesus, he said something that's interesting that he would again reiterate in verse number 30, or verse number 40, rather, of the same chapter. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." And so Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. Yet we understand that the family, Mary and Martha, well, they were going to experience the death of their brother. And he was going to be dead for some days, to the point that the Bible says that when Jesus got there, he stinketh. Which means that death has already taken place. Rigor mortis has already taken place. And now he's starting to putrefy. Yet, Jesus knew what he was going to do. Jesus knew that he would be the resurrection and the life. Jesus knew that even though he was sick at one time, they had to watch him die. He died. But Jesus knew that he was going to go raise him up. He knew that. Well, when we think about death and we think about Jesus and him being sent, he came to take care of death. There's a sting in death. Death does hurt. Yet, Jesus came to take away that sting. In John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus goes through this discourse with the sisters, and something very interesting is being said by Mary and then Jesus in verse number 23 and 24. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to her, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." That's encouraging. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection." The resurrection's on earth. He's in front of you. Wow. But he puts something in front of them in order for them to put their confidence and trust in him. Notice what he says. "He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." If you're taking notes, put in your notes, John 5, 28, 29. Don't have time to really look at that passage, but it's a powerful passage. But Jesus said, "He who believes," present active, participle. The idea there is keep on believing. This is not a one-time belief. You got to keep on believing. If you keep on believing that I am he, if you keep on believing in me, even though he may die, he shall live. Now, notice what he goes on to say. "And whoever lives and believes in me," same idea, present active, participle. Keep on believing in me, "shall never die." Hold on. Lazarus is dead. See, he's not talking about physical, brethren. I'm a spiritual. You'll never die spiritually. Once a person obeys the gospel, if they remain faithful, they'll never die, even though the spirit leaves the body, James 2:26. You're still somewhere. Where? Abraham's bosom, waiting for the judgment day, in comfort, just like Lazarus was, a different Lazarus. But notice what he goes on to say. Do you believe this? I believe that's a great question for all of us. Do you believe this? In the context that he's talking about, he's talking to two sisters that are in deep distress because of their brother. Do you believe this? Notice the response. Magnificent. She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come to the world." Brother Ryan, I was looking at that word believe. It was different. See, it's perfect, active, indicative. The idea there is, Jesus, I always believed that you was the Son of God. I still believe you're the Son of God. I'm going to believe it in the future. Hold on. The confidence that we have, even when loved ones are about to pass away on us, if they die in Christ, friends, we can remain faithful. We can believe that one day we're going to be raised from the dead. There are different contexts when you look at the idea of believe in the book of John. It's so beautiful to look at, so beautiful to see. And so when you drop down to verse number 39 and 40, it makes sense why he said what he said upon raising Lazarus from the dead. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there's a stench. He's stinking, for he's been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you?" Every now and then we need to be reminded of what we believe. This is why we shouldn't be forsaking the assembly. This is why we ought to come to Bible class and be reminded of what we believe. And then we can be like Paul and we can know in whom we believe. And we can be persuaded. Notice what he says. "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" And the next thing you know, he tells them, "Lazarus, come forth." He comes forth. They said, "Loose him and let him go." Demonstrating the power of the resurrection in the hands of Jesus Christ. Friends, I said all that to say this. There's times in life where it gets pretty dark. Sometimes so dark that we have to watch somebody leave this world. But the Bible is still right. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. The Bible is still right. "Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Yea, henceforth saith the Spirit, they do rest from their labors and their works do follow." The Bible is still right. Friends, we have to be in Christ and stay in Christ. And when that day comes, we know. Brother Royce, we know. That's why we're here. That's why we're in this building. I hope. Because we're continuing to work out our salvation and continuing to believe. And this is why we want to make sure that we teach and preach and live the truth amongst each other, so we can continue to believe what we have believed and continue to believe in the future. If you're not a child of God, we want you to believe. We want you to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the text, he wanted them to believe that he was the resurrection and the life. God needs you to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and then keep on believing. Don't lose your trust. Maybe you're a child of God and you have, lost your belief. Your belief is starting to fade. Just as Lazarus was dead 4 days, maybe you've been dead a couple days. It's time for you to be raised as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.